Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is garbage television, and it is finally over.
I'm
the
so
Bachelorette,
happy.
And I just have to say thank you again to Annie, because Annie commits to watching this garbage and then telling us all about it, so we don't have to waste our lives doing it. She is the one suffering and going through all of the pain. Annie is obsessed with The Bachelorette.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know. Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
This is it. The end of the road. All my sleepless nights and severe heat miser anger towards Luke P is worth it. Because now we finally get to see who Hannah is engaged to. And guys, let me tell you, Christopher Thomas Harrison, I have no idea if that's his middle name, was not lying when he said this was unlike anything we've ever seen before. So let's close, pin my eyes open, and get this garbage rolling, shall we? Our two boys, Tyler and Jed, both get the chance to see if they will receive Hannah's final rose. Tyler picks out a beautiful rock from Neil Lane, walks his Greek god self to Hannah atop this beautiful cliff in Greece, and pours his heart out, only to be told he's not the one.
And my life with you would be amazing. And when I told you I was falling in love with you, I mean it. I love someone else. I'm so sorry.
That's gonna hurt, but I'm still gonna be your biggest fan, rooting for you. I wish you and Jed nothing but success. I really mean that.
She went with the cheating country singer?
Oh, just wait, Dan.
But he handled it like a true man.
I'm still your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So I didn't think it would be more difficult to watch anyone leave but Peter, but boy, was I wrong. Look, America loves Tyler. Even Chris Harrison wants to date Tyler. This one hurt, but not as bad as what happens next. We see Jed hop out the Escalade with the ring in his pocket. You know what else, Kennedy? His guitar, of course.
Wavi.
I've never wanted to take something and smash it into a million pieces more in my life. Jed proposes to Hannah with what I guess we'll call a song.
We always knew it's me and you.
Is that Carson playing guitar?
It's a no for me, dog.
And they live happily ever after. Wrong, wrong, so wrong. Remember those little rumors about Jed having a girlfriend before going on the show?
Yes.
That he left her a note saying, you know where my heart is, and that he would be back for her?
Yes.
Yeah, that DB really did that.
Well, it didn't seem like it was a dating show to you. It was just for your career.
In my mind, yeah. I was going there for a music thing. I told
and you probably kept reassuring her. It was a music thing. You don't have to worry. I know this is what happened. That's what happened.
Yeah, I told her it was like, this is going to be like a really good thing for music. Highly, highly doubt that this could actually ever be a relationship thing. I'd go in there and actually like someone.
Mm. So back in the live studio audience, after we watched that absolute monstrosity of a human being try to poke his eyes out just to shed one single tear, and act the slightest bit of remorseful, Chris Harrison has Jed and Hannah on stage. Jed walks out to two sad claps, probably similar to his shows in Nashville, I'm assuming. He apologizes, and Hannah lets him know the feelings aren't mutual.
Mm.
But you know who they are mutual with.
What?
Chris Harrison brings Tyler on the live audience stage to finally get the justice he deserves.
No.
Chris says, Hannah, how are you feeling about this? And you can see just, I blanked up, written across her forehead. The body language, the vibes between these two, wow. Hannah ends the night shooting her shot. And for that, I am thankful I watched this television program.
Yeah, I want somebody to be bold, and I'm bold, and I make bold moves. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl.
You and me, Alabama Hannah, taking over the world by always remembering that shooters do, in fact, shoot. Roll Tide, baby.
What about Luke P? Did they bring back Luke P?
No, you owe me a dollar, Carson. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Annie, enjoy your four-week break before the Bachelor's back.
Can't wait.
The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started
on Luke P the Woat.
Remix.
No, never forget.
I just Venmo'd you $1
so
with a note that said, Luke P wants you to DM him.
I'm Venmoing back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is back from vacation. She went to Virginia. Her family rented a lake house, and Kennedy was asked to sleep in the room with all of the kids. Like, you know, that one room that has all of the bunk beds
yep.
that all the kids sleep in, and they yes. stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning playing Fortnite. That's the room that Kennedy had to stay in.
Well, no pads in the bedroom. So
no what?
No pads. Screens.
Electronic devices.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they both have that Switch.
The Nintendo Switch.
Holy.
That thing is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Awesome. Making sure that my niece and nephew didn't talk to me the whole freaking
yeah, right?
Okay.
Are you all right, Kennedy?
Yeah.
You going to make it?
Of course.
Okay.
So many things happened this vacation.
Yes. I'm scared.
So one evening, my delightful brother-in-law cooked pork chops, and they were delicious. But at one point, like a couple of them were a little rough around the edges. So at one point, one of my family members said, I'll be the bigger person and take the charred one.
What a martyr.
At one point, all of the water stopped working, period. There is no thing past this. There's no water.
What?
There's 12 of us in the house at this time.
That sounds fun.
No water.
So are we playing yes or BS, or these are all just things that happen?
Well, yours were all yes, things that happened to you. I figured we'd just go from there.
Yeah.
The septic can't become a fountain in the front yard.
Oh.
That also sounds lovely yeah. with 12 people.
So, yeah, they figured out that the filter was blocking up the water, but if you take the filter out, everything that it was filtering comes out too.
Oh.
So you got 12 people that can't shower in a septic fountain.
Uh-huh.
You got a real cheaper by the dozen smelly
yeah,
thing
right?
going on there.
So then that meant you had to go to the bathroom in the woods.
When you rented a nice lake house.
And I think we all know how I feel about anything having to do with the bathroom, much less having to do it in the woods.
What if you see a bear? When your pants are down.
There were many deer, but I did not see a bear.
How were the pork chops? Were they tasty?
Delicious.
Okay. Kennedy is not going to make it through this.
Keep going. I believe in you.
Two people left the house for good because the Wi-Fi didn't work.
Were they 12?
Was it?
No.
Oh, they were the adults.
What do you mean left the house for good? Where'd they go? They just wander off into the woods?
Said, I'm going home.
They left Virginia because there was no Wi-Fi?
That is correct.
Wow.
I love this Kennedy this morning. This is my favorite Kennedy.
One of my family members said they wanted to dye their hair purple to support Megan Rapinoe.
Oh.
What?
Oh, you can support
Thank
her
you.
Other ways.
Huh? I thank you.
What? Is that the one that also ate the burnt pork chop?
No.
Taking one for the team?
No.
It's just supportive all around. Megan Rapinoe.
This is equal pay purple.
Meat.
One question for the parents. Am I allowed to ask about hair brushing?
Oh.
Can I brush your kids' hair just whenever I feel like it? Can I please?
Did
is that
you?
Not a thing? No.
Oh.
I'm scared.
You asked?
No.
Oh.
I don't understand. You're not allowed to brush kids' hair?
They don't brush their own hair.
Yeah, they don't kids. Brush their kids' hair.
Well, no, then the kids don't brush their hair.
I'll brush it.
Kennedy. There's so many things going on right now, Kennedy, with you.
There's nothing going on with me. I'm fine.
Am I the only one that hears this?
Take a Valium on the flight.
I mean, I can't eat Valium for the 800th time.
Did you take an Ambien like an hour ago?
No.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm just tired.
She had a long trip.
I
there was no Wi-Fi and we couldn't shower.
It was a septic tank and Megan Rapinoe of it all, Dan.
I had to poop in the woods and eat a charbroiled pork chop. Do you know my struggles?
I didn't even drink. Like, that's this vacation. Ugh. And then at the airport, I got yelled at by a mom because her kids were getting loud.
Oh, no.
See, what happened was, it was my, you know, where I was sitting, and yeah. I'd gotten there very early, and I just didn't feel like sitting in the bar, so I was just sitting reading. And then there are seats for days. Anyone could have a seat. And they came and sat right beside me. So the kids are running and screaming and yelling all over the place, and so I just said, I'll get up and move, you know. And she goes, oh, are you moving because of us? And I turned around and I said, yes.
Yes, I am.
And then she went off. You don't have kids. La, da, 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 da. And I'm just like backing away like the Homer Simpson.
Disappearing into the bush. It's okay. You're allowed to move.
So that was my vacation.
You have fun?
I had a blast.
Moral of the story. Great time.
When was the blast?
The day we went to Busch Gardens and and had running water all day long.
Yes. Did you shower at Busch Gardens?
We showered in the Grand Rapids.
Amazing.
And in Dante's Inferno. We all came home soaking wet and just said, to heck with it.
This is good enough.
I'm not sure if I've showered yet.
You don't need to.
Or slept. Missed you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So everything that I thought would come to fruition ahead of my birthday actually did happen. We talked about this briefly on the show yesterday, Kennedy, that my sister-in-law and my wife are the worst at keeping secrets for my birthday.
I'm tough, too. If I buy a present, I want to give it right away.
Right.
I understand that feeling.
Why is it so hard to hold on to that?
Because you want to see the look on their face. Like, you're so happy about it that you want them to be happy about it.
Or, yeah. You know? Which is sometimes quite selfish because me giving you a gift should have nothing to do with me.
Right.
It has everything to do with you.
So now today's my birthday, and I don't think I'm getting anything. Maybe my mother-in-law held on to hers, I guess. I didn't think about that.
We got your back here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got you a couple things.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, I got the Dr. McGillicuddy's from producer
Dan.
Dan
and Andy got you some things. I got you a really funny card.
Oh, boy.
It's good enough. That's a gift.
Listen, I got you a really solid gift basket.
Yes, you did.
A lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, in fact... It's a what would you call this, Producer Dan, the gift basket that
you
got?
Oh, that's the Townie Starter Kit.
So it's a couple of scratchies. It's a broken
$5 ones are good.
Right. The broken Mix 104.1 pen.
Which amazing. We all know you love so much.
Yes. And then there's a handmade card which is you ripped out of some sort of small spiral notebook that just says you're all right.
You are all right.
You are right.
You're right. You're all right with me.
A deck of cards that I think was probably printed in 1987.
They're broken in. Nobody likes stiff cards. They're hard to shuffle.
There's the five Dr. McGillicuddy. So I'm. That's for everybody on the show, I take it. We just split those
up.
Those
are for yours to do with what you please.
And three cigarettes and a mini lighter in a Ziploc bag.
It's the best gift ever.
You want to keep them fresh.
Are you trying to get me?
Those are for after the five McGillicuddies.
Those singles, man, they go for about $2 on the street.
Dan, I quit smoking in 1999 for two reasons. One, it was nasty, and two, I couldn't afford it anymore. Are you trying to get me to start back up now that I could probably afford it?
And it's a.
He gave me half a pack of Reds on my birthday. I was like.
My sister-in-law got me the shirt that I'm wearing today, guys.
It's remarkable.
It's amazing.
It could be the most epic piece of clothing I've ever owned. Annie just took a picture of it. Where are you going to put it? Are you going to put that on the Mix
Instagram? I am putting it everywhere I possibly can.
So I took a picture of my wife, a headshot, probably 6 months ago for her website. She wanted like a professional photo.
Right.
So I set up all the lighting in the house and I have a backdrop because I'm an aspiring crappy amateur photographer.
And then in other words, she got what she paid for?
Right. Right, exactly. Right. And so while I was snapping, and we actually got one good photo, But there was one other photo that I just loved, and it was her just giving me this awkward look. And every once in a while, I just post it to social media for no other reason than I like the photo. So my sister-in-law got a hold of that photo and then sent it off to a printer to have it turned into a T-shirt.
It's remarkable.
And it's not just the one picture in one spot on the shirt. The entire shirt is wrapped in the awkward photo of my wife.
Yeah, it's wallpapered, if you will.
All right.
There's not a spare piece of material that does not have her beautiful face upon it.
Right, yeah, so.
It's really hard to look you in the eyes right now.
I know.
Did she see it?
She did.
Was she angered?
No, in fact, so my sister-in-law showed it to her 2 days ago, and I was there when she showed it to her. So I heard her laughing uncontrollably in another room of the house.
They're bad at surprise.
So then today, last night when it got shown, like my wife had already seen it. I already knew there was something coming that was really funny.
And everybody's like, "Hey!"
It's Richard. Still very funny though.
It's so good. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So,
no, it's a good one.
That is, So there it is.
I just posted on the Instagram.
Dan, you would love a picture of one of us all over your shirt, wouldn't you?
I asked people to post old fart jokes on my Facebook page for my birthday.
I'm so glad I came back today.
You're so old, you walked into an antique store and they wanted to sell you.
Oh my God.
I'd say an old joke about you, but what's the point? You'd probably forget it by tomorrow.
I'm sorry, the card I got you has to do with being old, too. My God.
Yes.
My mother sent me a message and said, your doctor said... get a hot mom. Your doctor did not say get a hot mama and be cheerful. She said you've got a heart murmur and be careful.
My guys are ruthless.
Thanks, Mom. Love you too.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.